off, but I'm just going to do a little pre-record. Monday, November 19, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3 o'clock. Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 3:02.
This is one of his.
You ready? Okay, we're going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization. It is 3:03 on November 19th. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Where's Jeff? Where's Christy? Where's Herman?
Joan, can you call roller?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
I'll make a motion to excuse Tony from today's meeting.
I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda items and the approval of the previous minutes for November 5th of 2018.
So moved.
I'll second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we will move on to new business. And I need a motion to go into closed session to discuss negotiations on TURC cases 18R-0208, 18R-0007, 18R-0006, 18R-0000, 17R-0023, 17R-0022, 17R-0024, 16R-0007, 16R-0008, and 16R-0009.
I would make that motion to go to closed session to discuss the TURC cases as given. Herman's not here.
Second.
He was told to read by a minute without him.
Well, we're going to have to.
We need
to.
Yeah. What is the time?
It is 3:05. Okay. And I'll second that. Bill made the motion. I'll second it to go into closed session. For
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
We need Jeff, though, because I don't
know. It's 3:05, and we're going into closed session to discuss TURC negotiations on the previous cases.
You know what?
Just hit pause.
Hold you mess it up, Kim. Joan always sticks out and walks towards that thing.
I will make a motion to come out of closed session.
3:42.
3:42. I'll second it.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, we are out of closed session on TURC negotiations. We'll move on to new business B. Approve or deny the county attorney to offer settlement for TURC case 18.
I'm not talking to you. You can go.
I thought you were admonishing. For TURC case 18R-0208.
Jeff, can you open that door?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yep. And I guess I will make a motion for the county attorney to offer the agreed upon settlement for 18R-0208.
I'll second it.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. And move on to C. The board to approve or deny county attorney to offer settlement for negotiations in TURC cases 18R-0007.
How about if I just do the six? I'll make a motion for the year 16 and 17, and we're going to hold off on 18 yet. Is
Perfect.
That okay? Fair?
Yeah. Second.
Trying to save you some money.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Okay. Next will be mail and or emergency business. I do not believe we have any. So we'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. There's no public comment. We will adjourn at 3:44.
Okay, we're going to move into the County Board of Commissioners. Will you call a roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony is absent. Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. I will make a motion to excuse Tony.
I'll second it. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. We're going to move into number one, public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any items that are not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comment. So at this time, I'm going to open it up to public. Anybody have any public comment they'd like to state?
I'm going to talk about Joe Gills here. Tony and I met him out by the St. John's Cemetery north of Jackson.
Okay.
He's got an issue with a major box culvert out there. He had some pictures and so on that he showed us.
I brought a memory stick so you can
put that in here, Joe. Tony and I and Joe looked at it, and the county's fixed it before. I don't know when or how.
What do you need?
There's some things that are deteriorating this year. It's going to fall apart soon. He's asking the county to look at it and possibly repair it in the future. And I don't know. You know, after I left that day, Joe, that is county road.
Isn't it? That place. Well, the cemetery approach, the county road has been moved. They moved it in 1959.
Okay.
Originally, it was down much lower, down in the valley. So when they moved it, they had to build a box culvert to drain the water.
That's okay.
And it's too short on the east side especially. And at some point, they took and drove piling along the wing walls and extended it with plank along the wing walls. And then they used bridge plank for the deck, you know, the roof of it. And those planks are now breaking and letting it collapse. And it's a back inner, probably about 6 foot, 6 to 8 foot, where it starts to break. So in relation to the blacktop, if you dug down to fix it, it's about 12 foot down to the floor of it, at least. And if you tried to dig straight down without putting some sheet piling or something in there to hold it while you're doing the work, the dirt came out from under the blacktop.
And Peterson's used this for a cattle crossing also.
Right.
From one pasture to another.
Right. That white line there indicates approximately what it would take to get back and leave a contractor room to work, which is only about 2 foot from the blacktop or concrete. Originally it was blacktop, and that had settled because of the dirt sloughing off there on the east side. So we, Gill Construction, donated a concrete slab in there that's full of rebar, and it has still gone down and cracked down the center of it. So, I mean, the only way of fixing it is to extend it. And I guess I would recommend that it be extended and turned to where it follows the terrain on the east side.
Do you have pictures of that or not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, not actually of the terrain itself,
okay,
but the plank.
Color. If you go out there, and Fred, I know, has looked at it too, but the way it's going now, the direction of the water will continue to erode the south bank, and he, like Joe said, it needs to be turned.
That picture there is where the dirt is sloughing out from under the entrance wall. And then it goes down kind of a swale from there down to the bridge plane. That's looking back to the north, away from the gate, where that fence line that's back coming from the east there, you can see that that was the original entrance to the cemetery years ago.
Right.
There's a chain link fence back there. So at one time, the road had to have been way down in there.
This is the ceiling of the box culvert.
They look like they're all the same.
Well, there's a bunch of them that are repetitive, but then you get into the ones that are where they actually showed they're broke. You have to continue to where you get the broken ones. Those, now you can see, are busted. There are some that are shows where they're busted right against the wall on the right-hand side, right there.
Apparently it was, I mean, it's a, it wasn't a permanent fix when they did it. It was
temporary permanent.
It's probably been 20 years. You know, it's, I know it's been in there a long time. These,
it appears to me that points. They must have realized pretty early in the game that it was short, because if you look at the blacktop or the paving in relation to the culvert or the white line there, they would have never had enough shoulder to begin with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That area right there now shows where we have put crushed concrete in from above, and it's just filtering through the cracks that are there.
Okay. I think that's it.
To me, this looks like a project that we're going to have to probably get an engineer to look at and design. And to me, it's a pretty major project. But I also think it needs to be done as soon as possible.
Where is it at? It
goes to the St. John's
Cemetery.
Moody?
Is
Road?
It Moody?
It's on Moody, right, Joe?
Yeah. One possible fix that, you know, maybe would be cheaper, I don't know, you know, would be to get Peterson's to cooperate and put a dam further back and put smaller pipes through
the culvert.
And what they're using that for now, though, is a cattle walkway,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you put smaller pipes in, naturally they can't get through it, but
mm-hmm.
You could take and fill that in with K-Crete or something.
Yeah, that'd be a lot. That'd be a lot of the county.
Does it ever, when you get a big rain back there, does it handle the rain easily now?
Yes.
With weather is so.
Yes.
I can't imagine it'd be enough of a rain where if you did put a couple of pretty good sizes.
Well, the road, where the entrance is, it has it coming from both directions.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
From the east and the west, I mean, the way the water runs down, I mean, that's
comes in from the west. Mm-hmm. But then, just east of this wall here, there's another large culvert that comes under the county road.
Right.
That they also use for a cattle crossing. But what I'm saying is, if this here is extended, it should be turned also to the north, mm-hmm. to where it stays away from the flow of the other, you know, and wash all that out, too. I mean, it's already following a, you know, rather large ditch going to the north, but if you extended it, it just will be extended out far enough that you could have the shoulder and the slope.
And I firmly believe that probably, like you said, over the years, the road probably has moved to the south. if I had to guess. The curve, when you come down, as you're heading west on Moody, when you come up over the hill and you go down, I'm sure that has moved to the south, the road.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You agree?
You're right. No, I mean, I'm just saying the county built the road.
Right. No, I know, but eventually when you get a curve like that, that road's going to move. I mean, just from the blade and in general. Over time. Is that a fair statement, Fred?
Yes.
I mean, we've seen it in other areas.
Why don't we begin with Fred talking to Petersons to see if that's possible?
I mean, as far as closing the... Not using it as a cattle crossing.
Well, that... It was a cattle pass that we took out and put a culvert in that ran north and south there back to the east of the driveway. But the one, this one here, I'm not familiar with, Joe.
That goes, it runs east and west in a large valley north of the cemetery gate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a box culvert. The road originally was down in the valley. I mean, you can see where the old gate line was back at the fence line to the north there on beyond that spillway. So the road at one time was way down, and they moved it to the south to get it up on the hill where it wasn't a slop hole all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
At one time, it was horrible, you know, to get through there, whether you were going west there or going to the cemetery or where.
Because it kind of came in this way here, didn't it? Is that the way it came in?
Long ways to the north.
Right.
The road would have been on the other side of that valley or down in it, more or less. Probably down in it.
Did the Petersons own ground on both sides?
Right.
Because they hit that other cattle pass to the east of there on the county road, right. Also.
And that was built completely out of plank.
Yeah. We put a culvert in there.
Right.
So can it be used as a cattle pass now? Still with the culvert?
I don't think they have many cattle that go in that pasture to the south. Mm-hmm. But that's what we did, is made the culvert big enough that a cattle could pass through it, and Louie could ride his four-wheeler through it.
What's the width of this box culvert, you know, ballpark?
It's probably 5 foot.
Does that have a deal where you push a culvert through there and concrete it or something?
It takes them a while to get used to walking on, but after a little bit of dirt, gets silted at the bottom.
The only problem possibly with that is that this is not a straight flow through there.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has a break in the culvert. I mean, it comes across and takes a dive downward to meet
the ditch line
on the east side. I mean, it was built that way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was built with 1x10s or whatever, because I mean, you can see
the pour
joint.
Yeah.
Is there pavement over it, Joe? Is there pavement?
It's paved, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be tough to open cut it, and, you know. Cheapest, I mean, would be to extend it either that or put smaller pipes in and plug that. But then there again, the Petersons. You'd have to get them to go along with it.
That'd be the first avenue to explore. Be the cheapest way.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys can talk it over.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out here. Have Fred get with the Petersons, and then does anybody agree, or do we need to get a survey on this thing or not?
Oh, I don't think
so.
Right now.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for bringing the pictures. It makes it so much easier to.
Do you want that back, Joe?
No.
You
don't? Yeah. $16.
Well, thanks for your donation.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public, real quick? Anybody have anything to say? If not, we're going to move on to consent agenda items. We're going to go through the approval of the previous minutes, October 8th of 18, the payroll claims, the accounts payables, and then the official reports for the clerk, register of deeds, district court, veterans service quarterly report as well. Now, if we recall our last meeting, we've had a few different issues with the raise between the 35 cents and the 2% with a couple different offices, and I know that Kevin and Marty was going to get together and talk about it, and they've kind of discussed it, what we're going to do. So in the payroll claims, all the accounts payable were good. I went through them all. On the payroll claims, there's still the five that I have not done anything with until we discuss today.
Okay.
Okay. So would you guys want to talk about what your strategy plan is here for?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit here before the meeting, and there are some people that fall in that gap where a lot of the people that work at the courthouse, depending on the threshold of how much you make, the 35 cents is a little bit more than 2%. But there are also some people that aren't covered by contract for the sheriff's office and some other people in the courthouse, that 2% winds up being a little bit greater than. So, you know, if the sheriff's office, everybody that works there had gone to the 2%, but there's four people that aren't covered by the negotiating group. So they kind of fell into that. So in our discussions, we've kind of discussed that if we made the raise 35 cents an hour or 2%, whatever's greater, that would catch all of the people that fell in that area in between. It would be the cost of the county about $5,400 over the course of the year to pick up the people that were not covered by that situation, and that's kind of the direction that we felt like we should go.
Any discussion, or Bill or Kevin, you want anything to?
No, I don't believe so. I covered it.
Okay.
We also have the next year there's a 2%, and the year after that there's a 2%. So that should take care of the situation, you know, through the next 2 years.
That's on the bargaining people.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so retroactive back to budget time?
Yeah.
And that figure still stays at the 5 by retro back to budget year?
54. 54, 32, 67.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you want to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items with the difference in the raises of the 2% of the 35, which is ever greater, retroactive back to
the start of the budget year.
The start of the budget year with July 1 of 18.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. That's your
motion.
I'll second.
Second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the consent agenda items with the difference in the payroll?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to new business. Sonny, come on down. Got a presentation for us today with the software project.
Actually, I've already done it. Do you want me here or do you want me here?
Right there is fine.
Right there is fine. We did a presentation this afternoon for the assessor's office and his staff.
Okay. We just state your name.
That's
okay.
My apologies.
Just state your name and the company you're with for the record.
I am Sonny Sager. I'm with Thomson Reuters. The assessor's office here in Dakota County currently runs our T1 assessment software.
Okay.
And so we made a presentation to Jeff and his staff this afternoon at 1 o'clock of the new T2 software. And I believe I had given Joan copies of what it would cost Dakota County to move to the T2 software. And Jeff, is there anything you want to add?
I think that's kind of what it boils down to. I think Sonny's here to go over the numbers. We looked at the program. It's similar to another competitor in how it's programmed, the language they're using. It has a consistency feel to it still for us. It's T1 to T2. Well, not really T1 to T2. It's a whole new architecture, but there is some familiarity with it. To me, it just gets down to the budget. So as long as if the numbers work, you know, my office, Christie's used both programs for both competitors, and she was able to make it back to attend the meeting too. And she feels like I do. It's all going to come down to the numbers, whether or not we have to come up with something different than what we already have approved, or how that's all going to work out for us. But other than that, it's been needed. I mean, there's going to be cost benefits to it. Simply, I won't need three different printers in my office because the old architecture on an AS400 backbone is a whole different language. We're using HP3 drivers to print certain reports, and the state has requirements, so we have to have a different kind of printer to reprint that report and send it to them. It cuts down the deputy and the assessor's task, a tedious task, really, dealing with some just... You end up with that. People's technology gets greater than somebody else's office does. And So we do need to move forward, and I know I think we've had an offer already, so I just want to make sure the numbers work. And I believe Sonny shared some numbers with you.
Right, and so I will be happy to do an apples for apples. I arranged the presentation of the numbers on what it would cost, so that you can literally do an apples-to-apples comparison versus what competition I have presented you. And once again, if there's some gray areas, I'll be happy to work with Jeff or Joan and, you know, fill in the blanks. And if it comes down to really just the numbers, happy to share this. I mean, this is public information here. Or if you give me the MIPS numbers, I'll be happy to do a spreadsheet for you to do it apples-to-apples. And, you know, the board can make the decision that way.
So basically, I think what we'll do then is, obviously, you've given the presentation to the assessor's office today. So what we'll do is we will be contacting Jeff and talking to Jeff to see what, with Joan numbers, Jeff, what makes sense for his office.
Absolutely.
And then in the next, I would think before the end of the year, we should be able to make that decision, I would think.
Not a problem. And like I said, if there's any missing information or whatever, his office can reach out to me or Joan can reach out to me, and I'll be happy to provide that information.
Yep, so that'll
you can
be
make
perfect.
An informed decision.
Sounds great. We appreciate you coming
Thank
in
you so
and
much.
Get
appreciate
me a new presentation.
Time.
Thank you. Okay, next is we got the approval, a letter of support for the signage on Highway 20 as Veterans Medal of Honor Memorial Highway. Who wants to shed a little light on this? Wild Bill?
What?
You want to talk about the...
I got back just in time.
You
Come
did.
On in. Okay, I've talked to all the American Legion posts. I could have brought 150 guys in here with me.
Why didn't you?
No. You don't want to know how much trouble that is. But every one of them would want to talk, and we'd never get out of here. Ask Joan. They talk slow. All American Legion posts and BFW posts in Dakota County have donated for this, so it's not going to cost the county a dime, and approved this cause. It's not going to cost us a dime. Oregon's probably one of the biggest states that started it.
I see that on the back side.
I can let you pass that around. I should have known a long time ago that Highway 20 was the longest highway in the nation. It goes from Boston to Newport, Oregon. Everybody's on board. They just have to. All you actually have to do is mail a thing down there that says the whole board approves it, and it won't cost you a thing. And that sign that you got there, Veterans Medal of Honor Memorial Highway, is what's going to be put on each sign.
That's interesting, isn't it? All the way from coast to coast, Highway 20.
I actually didn't know that. Felt pretty embarrassed.
No, I think what we should do, you and I, we should fly out to Boston area.
Yep.
We'll rent a car.
I'd do it.
And then you and I just drive it together, take our time?
I've been waiting until I retire to go on the Route 66, but now I'm going to go for this one here.
You're going to go Route 20.
Yep.
Well, that is interesting, though.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah, we're going
to
bike it.
You have to get a sidecar.
You can ride on back.
Yep.
I'm ready. Yeah, you better not.
I think you guys knew where I was going. No, I think it's a great idea, and I think as a support letter to, I think it's a phenomenal idea. Veterans Medal of Honor Memorial Highway.
I would move to approve a letter of support to the signage designated Highway 20 as a Veterans Medal of Honor Memorial Highway.
I second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill on the letter and a second by Marty for support. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
I'll take that from you.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I had to sneak out for a meeting.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent. Road report.
November 4th through the 17th. 200 hours of road maintenance, tree and debris removal, 10 hours, hour and a half garbage pickup, 6 hours snow removal, salt and sand haul, 4 hours, 1,900 tons of aggregate, 16 hours of sign repair and barricading, 3 road concerns, grading and graveling for Oakdale, grading for Clay Boulevard, and gravel for Pigeon Avenue.
Okay, any questions for Fred?
No.
None? Zero?
Thanks, Fred.
Stay up here, Fred. I don't think, maybe you don't need to be up here for this next thing, but we're going to move on to B, where it's the approval for the chair to sign the certification of the highway superintendent determining the incentive payment for 2018. Basically what it is, it's just an annual certificate that we got to sign that states that we do have a highway superintendent with a class A or B, which you are a class A.
Correct.
Correct? And so it just lets the state know that we have a superintendent intact. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that said, I need approval for myself to sign that. Bill makes the motion, second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan? They give me the nod.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Committee reports. Anybody have anything they want to discuss with any reports? I know there's something out there that I've done, but I can't remember what it is. Mail emergency business. I think there was some mail in here. Which it's just an FYI that on the 26th, 2018, is it the jail standards people? Is that who it is, Joan? I don't know. Confirm on the 26th, I'll visit the jail facility in order, whatever. Nothing major, nothing, there ain't even really nothing to discuss. It's an annual thing. Anything else from anyone? If not, we are adjourned. Our next regular meeting for the Board of Commissioners will be December 3rd, 2018. Thanks, everyone, for coming, and congratulations to Larry and Janet for...
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck to you guys. That's all I can tell you. Hope it works out well for you. I hope it works out as well as it did for me.
All right.
Yes.